From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news from Friday, March the 4th through Sunday, March the 6th. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the undefeated Hudson High School boys basketball team won again on Saturday, March the 5th, in a game against Ogdenburg held at SUNY Potsdam in Lawrence County. Hudson won the Section 2 title last week for only the third time in its history, most recently during the 1973-74 school year. Hudson, 26-0 this year, is headed to the state Final Four and will play Olean on Friday, March the 11th at the Glen Falls Civic Center. Rick Collin is reporting at Capital Confidential that on Friday, March the 4th, New York City lawyer Wendy Long accepted the state Republican Department's designation to run against Democrat incumbent Senator Chuck Schumer in the November election. Long delivered a long address to the convention, critiquing Canada's refugee policy, calling for a simplification of the tax code, and denouncing U.S. Supreme Court justices who have voted for tougher gun control. She said, and I quote, "I can get a concealed carry permit. I can sit there in New York City hoping that ISIS doesn't show up," end quote. Katie Kosajansky and John Mason reported in the Daily Mail that 79% of Greene County residents and 74% of Columbia County residents do not have access to a broadband of 6 megabits per second or better. Only one other county, Hamilton, has more than 50% of its population without broadband access. U.S. Representative Chris Gibson places the blame on Governor Andrew Cuomo. He said, and I quote, "I absolutely see the need for the broadband program, but Cuomo's proposals make it harder for rural areas to gain funding. It's more for urban areas," end quote. Columbia County Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development Ken Flood said that because the county's providers, Time Warner Cable and Charter Communications, are merging, the county will likely be ineligible for state funding. Warren Hart, Greene County's Director of Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Department, said last month, Lexington, Plattsville, Ashland, Windham, and Cairo are, and I quote, "unserved," end quote. State Senator George Armador, a Republican who represents Greene County, said, and I quote, "I already had a face-to-face meeting with the governor and am waiting to hear back from his people," end quote. Tommy Zambito reported in the Journal News that Metro North engineer William Rockefeller has been awarded a Federal Railroad retirement pension. A little more than 2 years ago, the Germantown resident fell asleep at the controls of a speeding Manhattan-bound commuter train, causing a derailment that killed 4 passengers and injured 60. Rockefeller will receive regular payments through the U.S. Railroad Retirement Board for an unspecified disability that has made it impossible for him to return to work as an engineer. He had been an engineer for nearly 11 years at the time of the crash. Rockefeller has yet to face a disciplinary hearing, but has been cleared of all criminal charges. A federal probe determined that an undiagnosed case of sleep apnea, coupled with a recent shift change, caused Rockefeller to nod off at the controls. At the time it occurred, the derailment in the Bronx on December the 1st, 2013, was the deadliest crash in the commuter rail's history. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail that the Catskill School Board has reduced voting hours for its annual budget vote and school board election from 15 hours to 8. The district polling location will now be open from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. The board made the decision after evidence of low voter turnout early in the day was presented at the full board meeting on February 24th. Board clerk Pasha McDougal said most Catskill voters come out later in the day and after work. She said, and I quote, "This puts us in line with the other schools in the county. We are the only school that was still open early," end quote. The polling location remains in the high school gym. The Catskill School District's working budget for the 2016-17 school year currently totals $39.2 million, and 3 board seats will be on the May 17th ballot. Candidate petitions are available at the district office and must be returned by close of business on April 18th. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on Friday, May the 4th, that $1.5 billion in grants for New York State healthcare providers, including almost $5 million for facilities in Greene and Columbia counties. Columbia Memorial Hospital in Hudson was rewarded $2,550,000 for, and I quote, "advancing primary care capacity," end quote, and its satellite, Greene County Center in Catskill, got $2,192,701. For our final story, Hunter Harrison reported in the Register Star that an early 19th century building in Hillsdale is being considered by the New York State Board for Historic Preservation for nomination later this month to the National and State Registers of Historic Places. The Hillsdale Toll House, also known as the East Gate of the Columbia Turnpike, is located on Route 23. It was built in 1799. The distance from the toll house to Hudson on the Columbia Turnpike was considered one of the longest turnpikes in the state at the time. The toll house was part of the turnpike that helped establish the commercial trade route to and from Hudson. The turnpike operated until 1907. The house has not been occupied since 1990. Once designated, the intention is to completely restore the building. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today. The temperature high will be near 56 degrees. For Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 36. The forecast for the next 2 days, we continue warming, with Tuesday partly sunny with a high near 63 degrees, Tuesday night partly cloudy with a low around 43, and on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. Sunrise today was at 6:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:52 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 32 minutes of daylight. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 7th day of March 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.